Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 155. Today on the 22nd day of June, the 28th day of Sivan, because it is the 28th day of Sivan, that means it is almost Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh, of course, this month will take place on Shabbos and on Sunday. I wanted to talk about a feature of Rosh Chodesh which will be occurring on Sunday, not on Shabbos, and that is the Torah reading of Rosh Chodesh. So before we get to the Torah reading of Rosh Chodesh, just understand some ground rules. Every day of the week, we don't necessarily lay in. On Monday and Thursdays, we do read from the Torah. We call up three people on Mondays and Thursdays, no more and no less, and each of them needs to read three pesukim each, three verses each. And generally, that's not an issue. There is no Torah reading, which is less than 10, the Gemara says, except one or two small exceptions. But generally, there are always 10 pesukim divided up between three people. And this is not very difficult work to figure out how to do so. Now, on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Megillah tells us, we have a fourth aliyah, fourth person is called to the Torah, which requires us to have, obviously, more than 10 pesukim, because we still require three pesukim for each person, so you know you need at least 12 psukim. And of course on Yom Tov it's 5 aliyos, and on Yom Kippur it's 6 aliyos, and on Shabbos it's 7 aliyos, indicating either the extra kedusha of each one of those days, the extra holiness of each one of those days, or just indicating simply that we don't need to get to work. You know, on the Mondays and Thursdays you gotta get to work, you can't have too many aliyot, too many people called up on Rosh Chodesh. So generally you're not, some people don't go to work, there's a custom that women don't work on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chol HaMoed there's really an obligation to not go to work unless you absolutely must, and so therefore some people are, though, some people must go to work, so you can't add too many aliyos. But on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, 5, 6, 7 aliyos. Okay, so rule number one is we need three people on Monday and Thursday, we need four people on Rosh Chodesh. So assume we need four. Rule number two is each one of those people needs three psukim for their aliyah. This is a requirement since the time of Ezra, and I think this has come up in the Take Tens before. Now, here is the last rule, and this is going to be the problem. And you're going to see, after you see this rule, how this can create some problems when formulating how many psukim each person could read. And the rule is as follows. If you look inside the text of a Sefer Torah, the text of a Sefer Torah has natural like page breaks and paragraph breaks. Some are setumot, some are psuchot, some are open, some are closed. The difference between those different types is like when you're writing an essay and you press enter, it goes to the next line, as opposed to if you press tab and then it just goes later in the same line. Nobody really does that when they're writing an essay. But when you look at a Sefer Torah, the paragraphs are in that way. Each one, either of those, is considered to be a paragraph. Now here's the rule with a paragraph. You may not begin or end an aliyah, a particular portion that a person is called up to read, within three verses of the paragraph. You cannot begin or end within three verses. Why is this? The Gemara says it's for an interesting reason. It's so important that each person gets three psukim that let's say I read 10 psukim, but I then started into a new paragraph, and then I only read two instead of reading three. Guess what happens? A guy who walks in right when the next aliyah begins sees you beginning at the beginning of the third verse of the next paragraph, and they're going to be like, hey, what, the guy before only had two? Not realizing that, no, the guy before actually had two, plus the entire portion of paragraph before that. And so because of that concern, you need to make sure you end with three, so that anybody who sees that next aliyah will know that the person before probably at least had three psukim. The same thing is true at the end of a paragraph. Because we're worried that somebody is going to walk out, if you would end with two psukim left, two verses left in the paragraph, what would happen is that person's going to say, oh man, the next person who gets the aliyah is only going to get those two psukim. If they only get those two psukim, then guess what? That's not enough. That's not the full three. So therefore, the rule is that you need three psukim at either end of a paragraph. You need to leave no less than three, or you can't begin within three psukim. Now, this causes a lot of curveballs about when exactly you'd be allowed to leave. One of the great obstacles, and we'll talk about this, I spoke about this at length on Shavuos, of the chapters as we have them, which is really something we inherited from the Christians. Chapters in the Torah are not necessarily do they follow this rule? So if we would stop in Aliyah where a chapter begins, very often a chapter will begin within one or two verses of the end of an actual paragraph, and that can create problems for us. But there is no greater problem than the problem of Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara talks about this problem. If you take a look at the landing of Rosh Chodesh, it actually, most of it has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. First, there's an 8-verse selection on the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid was the Karban that was brought every single day. Therefore, it's appropriate to read in Rosh Chodesh because it was brought on Rosh Chodesh. Then there's a 2-pasuk selection of Uvayom HaShabbos, talking about the Karbanos of Shabbos. Now, sometimes Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, as it is in this month, and we will start the reading from there. And then finally, there is a 5-pasuk selection of Uvarashei Chodsheichem, referring specifically to Rosh Chodesh. Now, clearly, 5 psukim cannot be turned into 4 aliyos. So that's why we had to expand the reading into something beyond Rosh Chodesh. It had to be expanded into Shabbos, and it had to be expanded into the Karban Tamid. All of these are relevant for Rosh Chodesh, but again, only the last 5 psukim deal with Rosh Chodesh. The thing is that these 3 sections, first, this first section is 8 psukim, the second section is 2 psukim, and the last section of Rosh Chodesh is 5 psukim. So the Gemara goes on at length, like, what should we do? How should we do this? The Gemara asks this question, it's bothered by this already. It says, if we're going to turn the last aliyah, the Rosh Chodesh aliyah of 5 psukim, into the 4th aliyah, okay, that would be great. Then how do we break down the first 8 plus 2 into 3 different aliyos? Now, technically, 8 plus 2 is 10, and that's more than enough to create 3 aliyos. The problem is as follows. The Shabbos part is only 2 psukim, so I need to add to that. I can't just read that as an aliyah on its own. And if I take 3 from the next paragraph, then I won't have enough. I'll only have 2 remaining for the 4th aliyah. If I take 3 from the previous paragraph, then I'll only have 5 for the first 2 aliyos, and I'm going to have to somehow deal with that. And I do understand that this is probably a little bit difficult to conceptualize when you're listening to this via audio, but forgive me. The solution, the Gemara says, is that it's machlokas. Rav and Shmuel argue about what to do in such scenarios. It brings another scenario which is similar. It talks about the Ma'amados, where they would read Bereshis, and the first paragraph of Bereshis had to be divided into 2 aliyos, and that's also 5 psukim, so what do you do? So the machlokas that exists is, either we should repeat the middle pasuk, let's say you have 5 psukim to deal with, so repeat pasuk gimel, or the pasuk, the Gemara suggests, or divide that pasuk in half and make 2 psukim out of 1, which would therefore make it that you have more psukim to deal with than you had thought. The Gemara doesn't necessarily like the idea of being posek. Gemara says, oh, but maybe if it's you're desperate, then you're allowed to do it. In the end, and here's the interesting thing, in the end, Hilchasa Mai, the Gemara asks, Shalach le Hilchasa Doleg ve'emtsoi Dolgen. When you have this scenario, what you do is you repeat a pasuk and you repeat the middle one. So if you have a struggle with, let's say, 5 psukim, how to create into 2 aliyos, so pasuk gimel, the 3rd pasuk, will be repeated. It'll be used towards the first, it'll be used towards the second. Now, that is generally what happens. Most people live their entire lives and do not realize that on the regular Rosh Chodesh Leining, that happens every single month during the weekday, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos we don't read the Tamid part, we don't read the first 8 psukim. So on every single Rosh Chodesh, we have Pasuk Gimel, V'yamarta lahem zeho yishe asher takrivu la'ashem, kivasim b'nei shana samimim shnayim layom ala samid. That Pasuk is repeated. I could tell you that most people do not know that that is the case. We repeat it, why? Because we read it as Pasuk Gimel, the 3rd Pasuk of the 1st Aliyah, and we also read it as the 1st Pasuk of the 2nd Aliyah. Thereby, having done what? Knocked off the first 5 Psukim between 2 Aliyos, leaving a full 3 Psukim for the end of the paragraph, and then what we do is, we start with we continue in Shlishi, not only with the last 3 psukim of that first paragraph, but also with Uviyom HaShabbos. And now we have the 4th Aliyah to focus on over Rashei Chad Sheichem, that laning. So that's what we do. We do a skipping, we do a repeating in order to be able to get that extra aliyah, and most people do not know this. So this is something which is happening, and it's really right under our nose. It can get very confusing when you look at it in a sitter. If you are called to lane from the Torah and you don't know this, you're going to be in really big trouble. But that's the story. That's the sheet of the Rif, the Gonim, the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Ramban had a very good question on this. The Ramban says, this makes no sense. He says, if you're going to take Pasuk Gimel, the 3rd Pasuk, and repeat it, then what's going to happen? You haven't solved anything. Because let's say for Levi, for the next Aliyah, the second Aliyah, somebody walks in and they're starting Bi'amar Talahem. They don't know that this was read a second time. What they think is that the first two psukim were read as part of the first Aliyah. And therefore, it was only two psukim that were read. So he actually says that you haven't solved anything by doing this. Some of the concerns that you had of having three psukim before and after each aliyah at the in a paragraph, it's not actually resolved if you're going to do this at the third pasuk. Okay, so the that's the question of the Ramban. Ramban says, yeah, but the minhag is that we do it this way, and so this is what we do. But the Gra actually offered, the Vilna Gaon offered another suggestion. You could see this in some Siddurim. You could take a look at how he does it. He actually repeats three full psukim as its own aliyah, and if you happen to notice it, it'll sound weird, it'll sound different, but that's why. Have a great day.